March 7th. Mark chapter 8, verse 31 through chapter 9, verse 1. He began to teach them, and it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things, to be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, to be killed, and to arise after 3 days. He was announcing these things openly, but Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But Jesus turned and saw his disciples and rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking about the things of God, but the things of men." Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life because of me and of the gospel will save it. What will a man profit by gaining the whole world and losing his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes with his holy angels in his Father's glory." Chapter 9. And he was saying to them, "Indeed, I assure you that some standing here will not taste of death until they see God's kingdom come in power." Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 28. From that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day to be raised. But Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "May God in his mercy spare you this, Lord. Never, never will this happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "You get behind me, Satan. You are a cause of stumbling to me, because you are not thinking about the things of God, but the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and let him take up his cross, and let him follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a person give in exchange for his soul? The Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will give to each one according to his work. Indeed, I assure you that some standing here will not taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Luke chapter 9, verses 21 through 27. He then gave them strict orders to tell no one. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. He must be killed and be raised on the third day." Then he announced to all the people, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For anyone who wishes to save his life shall lose it, and anyone who loses his life for my sake shall save it. What profit does a man have if he gains the whole world, but loses himself or is punished? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Indeed, I assure you, some who stand here will by no means taste death before they see God's kingdom."